because it engages the great issues of the day. He also wrote, Aeschylus did, quite distinctive in this, a play called The Persians, the only play on a contemporary theme. He wrote a play about the Persians. The Persians had just attacked the Greeks, had burned Athens to the ground, and Aeschylus writes a play to show that the Persians are people too, that they have the same hopes and dreams and fears and aspirations as everyone else. The second of the great tragedians, Sophocles, abandoned the trilogy. His plays explored justice. They explored principle. They explored the consequences of right action. For Sophocles, there is always a profound tension between what I ought to do and what I want to do. Let's just think of two examples. One of his most famous plays is Antigone. Now, two men, Antigone's brothers, Polynices and Eteocles, have fought in single combat before the walls of Thebes. They've both died. Eteocles had actually been defending Thebes, Polynices attacking. So the king of Thebes at that time, a man named Creon, swore that Polynices' body was to be left there on the field to rot, was not to be buried. Now this violated Greek taboos of all kinds, but Polynices' sister Antigone said, "The gods command that I bury my brother." She goes to the king and pleads to be permitted to bury her brother. The king says, "No, I made a rule. You do not bury Polynices." Well, she goes out and buries him anyway. The king is then outraged, puts spies to find out who did this. They track Antigone down. He sentences her to death. She is to die by being walled up in a cave. What's going on in the play? What Sophocles is showing us is that Antigone is answering to a higher law than the law of men. Creon is a mere man. He makes rules. They come, they go. She is obeying the gods. She answers to a higher calling. Now, part of what is tragic about the play is Creon's son Hymen is Antigone's paramour, and they are to be married, and she kills herself, and he kills himself, and Creon is disgraced, and the play goes on. The more familiar play is Oedipus Rex. The story of Oedipus the king, this wonderful man, this good, kind, just man, who through terrible quirks of fate has killed his own father and married his own mother. And the blind seer Tiresias again and again says, "Don't push it, don't ask questions, don't try to find out, there's more going on here than you know." Now this play is beautiful and brilliant for a lot of reasons. When you read it, one of the things to notice is all of the rope tying, bonding imagery in the play. These people are tied. They can't escape. Sight. Again and again there is discussion of sight. It is only blind Tiresias who at the beginning of the play can see. And at the end of the play, it is only Oedipus, when he's plucked out his own eyes, and who becomes blind, who then can see. We're all blind as we operate. But the point is that Sophocles shows us this man and says he has committed great offenses, and for these he must be punished. Now, we would probably say there's not a jury in the world that wouldn't convict Oedipus. Sophocles convicted him. And that is the power of that play. And he's entering, as we'll see in a later lecture, into some of the great philosophical debates of his day. Euripides was unconventional in all kinds of ways. He gets rid of the chorus. He doesn't write trilogies. He adapted dramatic forms. He adds more actors. He's very inventive. He also is responding to the great philosophical issues of the day. His plays show emotion. Revenge, jealousy, envy. For example, his play Electra. Electra is Orestes' sister. She also is outraged at the death of her father. But whereas for Aeschylus, the Oresteia is a great play about justice, for Euripides, the play Electra is about the sheer blind fury of Electra at the death of her beloved father. She reacts like an ordinary human being. No march of divine principle here. The rage of an individual person. So Athenian tragedy, one of the great public arts of Athens. There was another. Comedy. Not all drama was tragic. Comedies tended to be stories set in the present, not in the remote past. Not among mythical characters, but among people who live now. Pointing again, as tragedy could do, pointing into contemporary issues. Satirizing them, ridiculing them, holding prominent citizens up to spectacular abuse. Now, the greatest of the comedic writers was Aristophanes. His plays could be vulgar.